The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
Well, welcome to GUI Nights. You have a
GUI Nights.
Nights.
No, you don't get to do Nights. All of us get to do it.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Keep the calm.
You're
demeanor.
Already fucking up, Kyle.
Well, yeah. Lowdown couldn't be with us tonight, so I have the honor of sitting in his chair. Obviously, I'm not going to do as good of a job, but I will do the best that I can for GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Nights. Nights. Nights.
Do we go right into dick and fart jokes, or are we going
to... It just kind of happens naturally. Happens you don't have naturally. To force it.
Okay,
you
know. That's not what... never mind.
It's kind of like your prom day. You don't want to force it, but it happened naturally.
Do we just walk Kyle through the process course?
How dare you?
I do want to talk about the fact that... if there was a multiverse that was real, I think I brought this up before, actually. That might have been the Spider-Man episode about just fucking yourself.
Is that the goal?
That's the goal.
Just
I mean,
knock your alternate self
no,
out.
No, because there's nothing you could say. If you like find a universe that is so close to yours, you're like, okay, so like they're pretty close to me. Like this version of me is pretty close. So if I said some buck wild shit to myself, being like, let's just give each other hand jobs, maybe like play with the prostate a little bit. The other one was like, dude, you are me. I mean, fuck, whatever.
You want to do a little role playing? You want to be stuck in the couch?
Right. let's do a sex version of Man in the Mirror. Let's do that.
Oh, no.
No, it's looking back at you.
Well, you wouldn't like finger your own prostate, like if you were found multiverse you wouldn't like.
If I was going to check for, you know, cancer, maybe, I think.
Taking it all serious, man. No, you just want a little finger fun on yourself.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That's all. I guess not. Yeah.
With your alternate reality self. It's not
You know, honestly, I've never really thought about it. So if I had to sit here and think about it, I'm going to grab a beer.
Yeah, fair.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't have some finger fun?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
That's a shame.
If I had a female version of myself, I may be more inclined to take, with permission, further action.
I don't know.
I'm just picturing you with like the wig that Eleven wore in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
With this
the stubble.
With this linebacker jawline.
I mean,
no neck.
If there's
hey, other Kyle.
You look pretty hot.
You look pretty hot.
If there's like an alternate version of my husband, I would be like, hey, what's up?
Sure.
Like, what's your deal?
You'd look like your husband and then alternate husband and be like, ugh.
So like what's the difference? Like
it's like the least weird version of this that can happen.
But what if the alternate version of your husband's like really douchey and you're just like, all right, let's go for this, and you go, oh, that's why you're the alternate version. Like
hey babe, what's going on?
The alternate version of your husband is like still in really into nu metal. Like,
yeah,
in like 2022 is just like still wearing the JNCO shorts.
I only fuck to
maybe it's just a Blue Oyster Cult fan.
I'd be okay with that.
You see them, they're wearing a Trapped t-shirt. They're like,
I'm
headstrong,
really...
I take on anyone.
No, you know what? If the alternate version of my husband is wearing a Backstreet Boys t-shirt, I'm like, fuck you, no.
Oh, that's the break?
That would be the break.
You're
like
Trapped, the like hard,
I don't know
right
anything about that, though.
Post-new metal band. Fine.
I don't
Backstreet Boys, though.
I feel like if an alternate version of my wife was like a rave kid and just as like started, I'm like, no, I'm going back to my reality.
Alternate husband would be like, Backstreet's back, and you'd be like, all right.
It's a little too close. If you found one that was a nun, then you'd better be worried.
It's those rave kids. I can't fucking stand where they just dance to nothing, all right? So
the rave kids have gotten better. Like back in my day, when I was a teenager, the rave kids had like the Elmo backpacks and the candy necklaces and the pacifiers.
Yeah.
It was the big thing.
I never understood the pacifier thing. I mean, I guess a lot of it could
diaper
be random.
Time.
Oh, that's called ecstasy. Yeah. Is that's literally what it was. It's having
is that cavity filled with it or something?
No, it's literally that, you know, a little chewy like pacifier. It's when you're on ecstasy, everything feels fucking amazing.
Oh, I've awesome, never
so
man.
Just like chewing on a rubber pacifier.
It's just
like,
the pacifier.
I've not personally been on that,
and
so
the glow sticks.
I assume.
I assume that's
so. That you're wearing. From what I've been told,
and the glow right? sticks. What
in,
are they
in lore?
I read it online. Google
days of that. What's the point with glow sticks? I don't know. Like,
because they look pretty when they when the light stretches.
Is that an ecstasy thing too?
That's an LSD thing.
Oh,
that's a weed thing. That's an everything.
That's
thing.
A weed thing. Yeah.
I've been drunk where I saw lights stretch and I was like, but it wasn't a good outcome.
Was that a special cigarette?
Yeah. I had someone like shame me because I didn't know they were on Molly, and like I went to a party and like she was like acting like really weird, and she was just like, oh yeah, you, me and him should have a threesome. I was like, oh, she's just being silly. And then later she was like, I was like, that's a little strange, but I was like, yeah, just being silly. She's like, oh my God, I was on Molly. How'd you not know? And I was like, I've never done Molly. I don't know. And she's like, oh my God, everyone's on Molly. I was like, oh shit, I didn't fucking know. I just thought everyone was just dancing at a party. Like, I don't.
If everyone's on Molly, is that their normal reality?
In that moment, like,
because I mean, everyone is sharing the same.
I was like, we weren't at a rave. We were in an apartment on Gray Street. Like, I don't fucking know.
You should have still known, right? Because that's how Gray Street parties go. Okay?
I was like, my pupils were like black. How did you not know? I was like, I wasn't.
You didn't have attention. You didn't have your flashlight with you to examine each of your friend's eyeballs. Like, all right, you're cool. She's you're like, cool. You're a Molly.
Calm down, Alicia Silverstone. Okay.
So yeah. Like,
we're not in the Valley anymore.
Yeah, like, cool.
Yeah, I used to do that with my friends and shine lines in their eyes to make sure they weren't on Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number of times I got kicked out of a party for being a cop.
Yeah. All right, Narc.
All right, Narc.
No, I just like to figure out which my friends are high on Molly.
Just in case any of you want me to be in a threesome, I want to know if you mean it or if you're just on Molly.
Do you guys know where I get some drugs? I mean,
this is also a person we were walking out of work one time, like, still in, like our workplace, and then she saw a pillow on the floor and she's like, I think that's Adderall, and she picked it up, she's like, it is, and she just took it. I was like, all right,
floor pills.
Yeah.
Not for me, but you do you.
Floor pills is a different level right there. That's worse than being like the poor kid that takes like the half smoked cigarette out of the butt can in front of a store.
Oh god.
So I'm a scumbag.
or like bad Santa when he's drinking the beer and has like a cigarette and he's like, whatever.
Yeah. I was just thinking about have anybody seen Go? Where she literally sells acid, it's just Tylenol. She's like, you gotta smoke a lot of weed for it to really kick in. Like,
that, and the kids are like, oh yeah, this is amazing.
Oh, it's already kicking. She's like,
Do you think Karmitage has their own version of like, you know, like an acid or some sort of psychotropic?
They've
drug?
Got fucking magic. They can just like do a weird fucking. Mm-hmm. They just do the shadow bunny that you do with like flashlights, and then they're on acid.
Yeah,
I just wonder how far you could go with that. I feel like you could go probably too far.
But yeah, you
there's
saw
so many ancient the herbs they have in that temple.
You saw that you just have to open your eye, and then Doctor Strange was in the most psychedelic experience that he's ever seen in his entire life.
You're gonna see dragons.
But see, they can do that like fucking spell when he's just like, do you remember that, like in Spider-Man, he's like, do you remember that party about, and he's like, no. He's like, exactly. So that's what they do. They get fucking wild and they just do that spell.
Yeah.
I mean, the shit they do remember. Like in the beginning of the first Doctor Strange movie when Ancient One's fighting them and the buildings are like sideways. That's what you experience on acid. So they can just real life experience the effects of being on LSD or fucking shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the real world for them.
I gotta imagine they have the best fucking parties, though.
Well, because Karmitage is, like, Tibet super light. Like, Tibet is, like, you gotta, like, fucking pray and, like, meditate and do all this crazy shit and fast and all this stuff and, like, super serious and you're trying to find spirituality. Karmitage, nobody there is, like, being serious.
No, they're all
there's
super...
like there's an ox-headed dude like hanging out and nobody even fucking
he's cool,
blinks
man.
At it.
Yeah,
like
he's a cool guy.
Everybody's chill about it. People are just being like, oh, I did the fucking slinky thing, and they're like, yeah, cool, go get us beer now. You know how to, you can get to the store quicker.
They're all super serial.
It was like when they were just like going through the multiverses for the first time and America's just like, yeah, you might throw up. He's like, I'm okay. And then he's like, bleh! And she's like, mm-hmm, yeah. Like, it's your first time. You might get sick. And he's like, no, I'm cool. I'm cool.
I'm pretty sure that's how Doctor Strange became the Sorcerer Supreme. They're like, oh, dude, he can write prescriptions. He was like,
he's a doctor. Done.
Well, no,
make me Sorcerer Supreme. I'll get you some Addies.
Well, no,
like, fuck magic. Yes. Whatever. The dude can make a refillable beer cup. He can make anything. You're like, you need a 10 strip, here you go, there you go. Like,
he owned a bar, his
overhead
boss,
nothing.
His overhead would be absolutely nothing.
Well, no, I mean, his hand is fucked up, so he can't really write prescriptions.
Oh, but he can magic sign them.
Look, a doctor's handwriting is already
yeah, exactly like, how much more fucked up could
that
it be?
Is true. You're right, that's true.
They all look like they all have every time I've seen a doctor's gibberish. Note, it's like, just like they have Parkinson's. Yeah. Every single one of them.
I want to see the multiverse version where Doctor Strange goes back to medicine but he still wears the fucking cloak.
Yeah,
where he's like in the surgeon scrubs, like the green scrubs with his little hat, but like, then he's also got the cloak.
Yeah, like this is
it's
very,
like grabbing the
very,
scalpel
this
for
this is
him.
Very intense
yeah,
surgery.
Exactly. It's like scalpel and like cloaky
is
just like, here you go.
Cloaked,
but the scalpel is actually made of magic, you know. So when it cuts, like,
yeah,
it cuts precise.
He's like, hold this for me in the cave, like, boop,
yeah,
like holding down like adhesive strips and shit while he's like sewing people up.
I wonder if he jerks off while wearing that cape. Does it clean up for him?
No, that he is 100% had that cape jack him off.
I was about to say, yeah,
there is no fucking way to both like talk about the ultimate stranger. But also, like, jizz rag in one. Like, it's just fucking done.
Do you think the cape just feels so dirty it goes, it just gets washed, like, right after?
Remember,
like,
it turned into a scarf. It can turn into anything it needs to for him, right? Guess,
like a sock. Like,
yeah.
A really soft hand.
But see, I feel like once he, like, comes, he can just, like, pause it and just, like, float it into the toilet. Like, he does, you don't even need
Strange
a towel or a sock.
Imagine if like, you just walk into Dr. Strange's room at the wrong time and he's, like, frozen the sperm and you're like, hey, Dr. Strange's like, ah! Yeah. And then you just get shot by sperm bullets.
Wong's like, God damn it, again!
Again!
You know what's messed up? The people, when they do vapes and they make, like, fucking shapes out of it, that's the first thing that came to mind.
He's doing like sperm magic.
I mean, if you were to think about
this, he's doing cum rune,
cum sorcery,
cum sorcery.
He has the ability to make portals, which means he can set up a rendezvous and just be like, "All right, now just back the ass up. All right, just a quick, and then close the portal." And like, he can just set up any date anywhere in the world. He's got the portal.
It's a rune ramming session.
He can be getting a blowjob and open up a portal and slap that ass from the other side at the same time. Wow.
And
oh
he's just
God.
Obsessed with Rachel McAdams.
Talk about
like,
filled
on,
out
man.
Like an application.
He could give himself a reach around.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
with still a stranger.
With more than one arm. Mm-hmm. He can do multiple arms.
He can.
Portal strangers are still
strangers.
Are still
portal
strangers. Yep. I don't know where it's coming from.
That also comes in handy, like being with a woman, like multiple arms. Like that's
true.
Oh, that would
that's
be.
Enticing.
Hey, Wong,
I'm going to
need your assistance for a second.
I don't really know why Rachel McAdams was like never wanted to end up with
seriously.
Him. Like, come on.
Yeah, you got the normal
kind of,
guy?
He's kind of a douchebag, but it's like.
Mm. She loves him.
Come on.
She loves him in every universe.
Also, like, they could go to lunch in France. Like, that's.
I know.
They could be at lunch as doctors. He's full on surgeon doctor man with the cape again. And she's like, yeah, he looks weird, but seriously, like the air, like fuck Miles. I don't have to worry about getting Miles anymore to have a cheap airfare.
You can eat lunch anywhere, top of the Eiffel Tower. Yep. Like, I mean, it's endless.
Yeah,
that's immediately where I go. It's not like solving hunger or like doing anything. It's literally
anything to help anybody else.
Where can I eat lunch?
Yeah,
that's
how can I not go through like airports anymore?
Oh my God,
this
that's.
Come
you
on.
Know, you know,
that's it, worth it. To
that's
me.
World peace. I mean, if people
I
didn't
would
have
walk
to
up
go
right
to
the security counter, open a portal, and be on the other side of them and be like, fuck you.
I
that's
would,
just, I brought,
yeah, that's
I
just wasting
all,
your ability yeah, at that point.
It. No, that's just to shove it in their face.
Yeah,
then
fuck
I would go
you
off
for doing
somewhere
your
else.
Job, assholes. Like, you know, they're just following like policy.
I
know.
Fuck I know. You and your $12 an hour TSA.
Yeah, I don't even use this plane. I'm still here to flick you off.
Although you can run into some assholes. That
no, that's understandable.
And I have, so I have.
If you
a
plan
bit
it out for the specific assholes, that's fine. But I'm just saying, just random TSA agents. You're like, well, use my portal ability.
I mean, Jay Baruchel was. A TSA agent in one movie.
God,
he was charming.
Jesus. How did you do Christ. That? How did you bring it into this episode? God damn it.
Can you imagine all the multiverses of Jay Baruchel's out there?
All of them dead.
He would. Somebody's been going to every
all
universe.
All murdered by Seth Rogen.
It's like the Jet Li movie, One, or whatever it was, The One. He went to every universe and killed himself so he could be stronger.
I'd say more like that What If episode when Strange is trying to get with her and she keeps dying. Just that with Jay Baruchel, and it's just Hobbit every time he has this meetup, and then just like car crash or building collapse or whatever.
Or like a Thanos snap, just disappears in your arms, like turns to dust.
This just still might be the one universe where you still haven't watched that DVD of that movie.
Jay Baruchel, I let you borrow
like 18 months ago.
Yeah, it was like 18 months ago. You let me borrow that, and it has Jay Baruchel in it, and I haven't seen
it
yet.
What's the name of this?
It's a movie with Randy Quaid. It's called Real Time. Have you seen it?
I've heard of it. I let him borrow it. You should watch
it.
That.
It's I should.
Really
it's like 80 good. Minutes.
It's very rare, and it's hard to find on DVD, so I'm like, you need to get that back to me.
It's got
Randy Quaid.
It's perfectly safe. It is safe.
So basically, it's about like he owes money, and Randy Quaid comes to like kill him, and it's filmed in real time. So it's like... They're, you know, him being like, all right, kid, like, I'll let you say goodbye to like your, but I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
How long ago was this Randy Quaid? Is this Murdoch mass fucking Randy Quaid?
Oh, this is like pre him being
before he loses shit.
Like, I'd say like.
I'm not making that up, man.
Wow. I'd say like, oh.
This has got dark.
Oh, yeah. It gets.
Okay.
So right before he puts that Rupert Murdoch mask on.
It was really early. Yeah. I mean, it was a very, I just like. It was when I was my indie movie fan. Like...
Well, when he's done I'll borrow it, and then eventually we'll get it back in 2 years.
I haven't seen it in a really long time.
All I see is fucking pictures, and I'm sure you see the same thing of Jay Baruchel.
No, we do.
Stop looking at it with your sex eyes.
I have a collection of Jay Baruchel pictures that I have for my Zoom backgrounds. During work calls,
it's your head, and
it's,
like,
it's my head, and then just Jay Baruchel like looking over my shoulder,
and then you fake kissing him every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know his best character was on Letterkenny.
Oh, was the racist dude, the alt-right dude.
I mean, I
knew that would upset you.
I love This Is the End. So good.
Yeah,
This Is the End. It's just so fucking.
Oh no, it's a genius film. I love that movie.
God, that movie's just hilarious.
Why are we looking?
That one
at
movie
this?
Was in. Yes, it was good.
No, I just decided I was going to put up some Jay Baruchel pictures.
Just to make him happy.
One way to kill arousal.
Dude, it's a GUI night. It's a little sexy.
I want to be sexy. That is not happening with actually, what is going on behind him. Is it?
Tori suggested that I check out a show on Amazon called LOL, Last One Laughing. And there's different seasons for all over the world. I don't think there's an America one.
No, there's not. It's like three seasons in Mexico. There's Australia, Canada.
Mexico, I think Brazil.
What's the general premise?
Basically, they take the funniest people from that country and they lock them in a room with sodas and food and stuff. And like there's a band that plays and just like random shit around and some props and a bar. And they have 6 hours, which then ends up being like the whole season. They split it up. 1 hour per episode, and they have to make each other laugh, and these are like the funniest fucking people in their country, so they're trying not to laugh at each other and be straight faced while they're all doing like the deadpan humor shit and trying to get each other to laugh, and it's so fucking funny. The Canada episode or season has Jay Baruchel as the host. Where he's not in the room with everybody, but he's like watching on a screen, and he's like hitting the buzzer when people like smile. You can't even smile.
Really?
No,
you can't smile. And then basically, like whoever wins, they win money for their charity.
Yeah,
a large amount of money for their charity. So
Trevor Wilson, I think his name is. He's in Letterkenny. He's the big bearded dude. He's in it.
Speaks as his
fucking
Caroline Ray, Colin Mockery,
Tom Green,
Dave Foley. Dave
really?
Foley,
and then two younger comedians.
Two younger. One I did not care for.
Which one?
The guy.
He wasn't funny,
and I was like, I feel like you're getting away with like trying to be like a Gen Z comedian, and it's not working for me.
Yeah, it wasn't really working for me either.
And I didn't think anything he did was funny.
The woman, she was funny. Like, well, she was charming.
I forget what her name was.
Yeah,
but Yeah, but yeah, basically they try to make each other laugh, and it's pretty fucking hilarious.
And it really
should
have been a try to be in a room with Tom Green for 6 hours without.
Well, how rated R did they get?
Oh, it's R.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's R.
Or NC-17.
Oh, they're cussing and they're
John, I mean, so is Tom
every
Green
other
just
word
trying
out of,
to,
out of also, Jay Baruchel's mouth is fuck.
Yeah, John LaJoie.
Jean LaJoie is on it as well.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Well, then now I've
Taco
see it.
From The League.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's
Esmo Brothers.
Canadian. I haven't watched that in a long time.
He's Canadian.
That was a good show.
It's really, really funny. But when I saw Jay Baruchel, Baby Jay was the host.
Yep.
I let him know. And
Baby Jay.
It was really, really funny. And also, I was like rooting for Tom Green because he was just so fucking hilarious, and he just talked about like
delicious cheese
sandwiches
and over again.
That's what he does. He's like repeats things like multiple times, and the one comedian was just like, and he's like, do you want a delicious cheese sandwich?
Over and over, just, where it gets not funny, but then
do you want another delicious cheese sandwich?
That's the one thing with him, though. He never breaks character. I mean, he gets on that run, he will stay.
I don't know who you're seeing, Freddy Got Fingered.
Everybody should have.
But let's just say this. That is a studio release, and you have to remind yourself when watching it that the studio gave him actual money, and there is a scene where they are jacking off a fucking elephant, and there's shit like that, and you're like, a studio, like, I think Paramount was like, here are millions of dollars, Tom Green, do whatever you want, and they went, what the fuck is this? And he said, you said I could do what I want. And here you go.
You know what they based it off was that Road Trip movie with like the guy plays Stifler and all them. Like they
I
were
love
like
that
he
movie.
Was it's a funny fucking movie and he was funny and his scenes were funny but they
Freddy
were short.
Is,
and that's where he's gold
bonkers.
Is in those short spurts. Mm-hmm. But if you go too long it's like
they realize, "Oh, you're just good to be in a 20 minutes of a movie, not an entire movie." But again, it's worth watching just because it's like, it's not an independent movie. It's not Tom Green finance. Like, again, they let him fucking take bags of meat and like do shit. And just, it's so fucking random.
I don't think Tom Green's financing shit.
anymore. The movie didn't do so well. So
he's doing fine, honestly.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Yeah. He's living his life. But I have a funny like Road Trip story really quick. Like, so I saw that in the theater with my dad when I was like 12.
Oh, God, that's awkward.
I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
I desperately wanted to see it. I wanted to see it. I thought it was so funny. So when it came out on video, I went to like Video 2000 or whatever, and I rented it. And I was like, yeah, because it was like 2000, so I guess it was like 12 or 13, 14, I don't know. And then I remember, I think I watched it. Because you know, the new releases, you would only get it for like 4 days or something.
Yeah.
I think I watched it every day. So I watched it like four times because I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was the funniest thing ever when I was like 13 or whatever. And I remember I returned it and there was like this 17-year-old like video guy and he's just like, you like this? And I was like, I saw it four times. And I'm like this 14-year-old girl. And I remember the guy being like, oh. And it was like the video store.
Was he a snoob?
It was like the local video store that had the porn section, and he was just like totally. He's like, you like
if it's
this?
Not Wes Anderson, you're fucking stupid.
Was Wes Anderson Oh no, you're right.
Yeah, he's been around since the 90s.
Yeah, you're right. I was watching the trash movies. Then.
No, around 2000, that was peak.
Like Road Trip,
Tarantino.
Euro Trip.
Yeah.
Oh, Euro Trip's fantastic.
Euro Trip's a great one.
It's great.
That actually is a very underrated, like,
that
great
is underrated.
It's underrated.
It's dumb. Don't get me, like, it is a dumb
but
fucking
it,
movie.
But you're going into a movie called Euro Trip, you know what you're going
but
into.
But everyone knows Scotty that Scotty doesn't know. Yeah. And that they got fucking Matt Damon to show up.
I know.
The
how fucking random.
And also Fred Armisen is the Oscoozy.
Yeah.
Oscoozy. But that was, like, baby Fred Armisen. He was barely on SNL.
And you know Kristen Keurig from, like, she was doing Smallville at the time. She was just like, let me do something dirty. Just let me get out of this.
It was that sex cult.
And
then,
goddamn sex
then you had
cult.
Michelle Trachtenberg, who was fucking Dawn on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah. As
Harriet the Spy.
Harriet the Spy. Yep. Sorry. I forgot about Harriet the Spy.
Slow your roll, man.
One of my favorites growing up. Harriet the Spy.
Harriet the Spy.
I know I wanted to be a spy after watching her.
Whoa, dude.
What does that even
mean? There is that period in the 2000s where there was those raunchy comedies that worked, and then
American Pie. And,
then it just left. And then they kept making the American Pie movies and National Lampoon.
They did the
same thing. I remember there was a Van Wilder. with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
But apparently now we're up to what, like 7 or 8 Van Wilders?
I remember the, like, Rise of Todd.
Yeah. Where they're just, and like, oh, Ryan Reynolds isn't even in this one, but yeah.
And then he worked for
it.
The government.
Damn.
I was like, what?
You know
what happened?
It's like, I did a rewatch of Van Wilder like a decent amount of time ago, and I was like, it's really just Ryan Reynolds' charm. This movie is any sure.
And watch what they're gonna eat.
Two guys, a girl, and
you know what I'm talking about with that.
I mean, it's not this movie. If it was like someone else besides Ryan Reynolds, it would just be forgettable.
It was all Ryan Reynolds' big dick energy.
Well, that's one thing that a lot of people don't seem to recognize is that, like, the sense of humor of the time changes. It always has. Like, '60s, '70s, '80s, '90s, the 2000s. The style of humor that's okay, it changes. And so when people are making these movies and they're like, oh, just people are too sensitive. No, it's just not funny.
Not funny anymore.
It's like you miss the wave. Like, adapt, maybe. I don't know. Like, it's
or
not
just
hard.
Stop making sequels and come up with another new concept. It's again, what number are we up to with American Pie? Like, they just kept making, none of the original cast is like anywhere in these movies.
Our audience for this show, we do have some like Zoomer age people that listen to this show. There are people that, you know, got into like the 80s, 90s movies and stuff, or have the similar sensibilities as us.
Thanks, Netflix.
But our audience is really like the late 20s to like early 40s area. Basically, who's on this show is also who's listening to this show. So I don't feel the need to necessarily adapt to get that audience, but I'm also not mad at that audience for not listening to this show. Like, I know where our market is. It's like if you're gonna do Freddy Got Fingered 2 in 2022, us motherfuckers would see it.
Oh yeah.
You wouldn't expect the fucking 18-year-olds to go see Freddy Got Fingered 2.
Well, that's no, it would also be straight to video.
Yeah.
Or straight to VOD. 100%.
So anybody that bitches like, oh, just people don't know what's funny anymore, or you're not in the age group that is like focused on for media anymore, and you should probably get over it.
Well, it's not really a comedy, or take the Fast and Furious approach and just leave what started the franchise and just go a whole other direction.
Fucking, yep. All
so you're
in
just like,
crazy.
You know what? I know that shit doesn't work anymore. It's boring. Mm-hmm. So we just changed the entire concept and made it a superhero movie.
I don't know. If they were still stealing VCRs in 2022, I'd be kind of into it.
Yeah. And you're like, why? Well, you're
it's amazing
family.
What people will gravitate to, which generally it's like, whether it's a franchise or something like Fast and Furious, it's like the things we love the most are the things that don't make sense about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this doesn't even fucking belong here. I love that.
The first Fast and Furious came out in 2000.
I know. And it was just straight
and it's
just
still,
car movie. That's all
I mean, they're making movies and they make a fuck ton of money. The only way that they did that was by going, change shit up. Make it as ridiculous as possible.
Yeah. They were literally in a video game.
And never wink at it.
Like gravity,
never once wink at it. Like,
gravity doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
I think you can also
family
like,
matters.
Family.
We need 80 theme song right now.
But like also like it's almost like the Todd Phillips era of movies because it's like he did Road Trip, he did Old School, he did The Hangover, and The Hangover was for the newer generation. But I think The Hangover is just like just okay. I think Old School is so fucking funny. I still think Road Trip is really funny because they were just also had this aspect of silliness to it where it's just like, yeah, there were some things in there that are very like, you know, that was that time. And it's some but newer generations might
Will
be like,
Ferrell
oh,
is
blah,
best
blah.
Too.
The Hangover has
Vaughn
like,
oh, for old
those
school.
Two, yes.
Yeah,
100%.
For sure.
Hangover is, it's with the same movie, the second one and the third movie is just like garbage. But there's a mean vibe to The Hangover that isn't in the previous movies where it's like intentionally like mean. I don't know. It's not like shit talky fun.
If you take Zach Galifianakis out of Hangover,
it's
not okay.
He's kind of just a heavy lifting. Yeah. That's the whole thing. Yeah. That was the appeal of that movie.
I don't think Ed Helms is really likable in that movie at all. And
no,
he is played off of Zach Galifianakis and all the other characters.
And
only
Bradley
with that
Cooper,
does he make sense.
And Bradley Cooper is like very good looking. So like I think he's very. So it's just like you got the one good looking guy, and like you know, I just don't think it really works. But Old School, it's like you have all this silliness shit and you have Will Ferrell just being
I do the trank scene, the triangular dart scene. I just put that on every time.
You got a fucking dart in your neck.
Hold on, man. It's just like
I like you,
every
you're
time.
Crazy man.
I like you, but you're crazy.
And then they finish it up with a fucking The Graduate reference.
Yeah,
where he's like, "Hello, darkness, my old friend," as he sinks to the bottom of the pool. Fuck you. That is brilliant. That's great.
Probably my favorite ever line in Old School is when he like Luke Wilson pulls up to the house and there's like the caution tape and he reads the letter and he's like, "Mitch." You probably know already, but the house is boarded up. The doors, the windows, everything. I love you. We're at the motel. I love you.
It's fucking great.
And it's like,
I haven't watched that in a long time, but that is a
great movie.
Will Ferrell at his prime. Everybody was really Owen Wilson.
Will Ferrell is really best in an ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he is 100%.
Yeah, well, he's better in an ensemble.
Yeah, I mean, is Elf considered an ensemble? I don't think it is.
I don't know. That's just Jon Favreau being a brilliant director.
Yeah, that's true.
Right time, right actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just like they're having like the thing, and then like they're just like, "Oh, one of your people got a zero score, Blue," and he's like, "Blue's dead."
Yeah. Jeremy Piven.
I mean, is it not hard when you walk by and see like an older guy with a white beard go, "You're my boy, Blue." It's just hard not to do that.
Yeah. There was a little PCU vibe in there with Jeremy Piven. They threw little bits in there for him. Because that movie was a fantastic college movie. I just picture
that was like his college era, and then he grew up to be the dean of
the
school.
It is kind of random, though, to make him the shitty dean.
Where he came from.
Yeah, exactly. He forgot his roots.
PCU, man.
That's right, man.
Excuse me,
could you blow me where the Pampers is?
can you blow me where the Pampers is?
Could you show me where the campus is?
Yeah, sure. That's the only.
I'll say that to people, by the way. I'll walk up, like, can you believe me where the Pampers is? Like, what? Like, show me where the campus is.
That's
all right?
The only good movie that Baldwin was ever in. Because it definitely wasn't
Baldwin. Wasn't Billy?
It was Billy? The blonde one.
Stephen
Baldwin. Yeah.
He did that in Biodome.
I don't know. I'll fucking
wait,
defend
didn't he do
Biodome
the Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas?
God,
he
damn.
Did do that.
Why bring it dark? Jeez.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. We're to that point. Like, bring up Flintstones. Yeah. We're past the point.
Yeah. Like she said in Office context, let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah. Wrap it
so,
up.
So, did we do anything to people's ear holes you would like to mention?
Tongue punch their butthole.
Nice. All right, yeah.
It's a little finger fun.
Yeah.
A little finger fun for your buttholes.
Yeah. I'm a Tyson the Brown.
little tongue in the prostate.
G-Y-9.
Talk about milking the cow. All right.
Little multiversal finger fun.
By Daddy, would you like some sausage?
That was a road trip, too. He got his prostate. She stuck her finger up there. Yeah, he's like,
oh, yeah.
It was like milking a cow.
I mean,
Sean William Scott's so underrated.
Gentlemen listening,
he totally.
That are worried about a finger in your butthole, it's one of those things that it might be a little bit of effort. Might be a little painful, but it's when you reach that peak, it's worth it.
Well, this has been a Hobbit PSA.
That's right. We really
the
went.
The more you know.
The more you come.
We went to the dark hole.
Yeah, that's the dark hole, yeah.
That's the final countdown.
That's right.
All right, let's
get the fuck out of here.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
GUI Nights.
GUIPodcast.com.
In a world with too many reboots and remakes,
two men will stop at nothing to make it even worse.
Join Mike the Hobbit and Atandi as they play by their own rules while pitching new takes on some of your favorite and least favorite films and TV shows. What podcast would dare to bring this upon the world?
This is Smack My Pitch Up.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
Hey guys, Scotty P here with Smash on your left. And we are
the Geek Fathers.
That's right, bringing all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent.
So welcome to our world.
And as always, join us
or cry.
Mike the Hobbit here.
Lowdown Brown.
Inviting you to check out Geek Some of the Influence, a podcast that pairs booze with conversation with good friends.
And a little nerd culture.
We get a lot of colorful conversation out of our episodes, but it is here for everyone. No gatekeeping.
Always level up everything we do.
We'll punch up, never punch down.
Exactly.
So check out Geeks Under the Influence everywhere you get your podcasts and join us or die.
Shut the fuck up, Hobbit. Welcome to GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Yeah, I am Lowdown Brown. With me as always,
Mike the Hobbit.
This is the tangential side of GUI.
This is like so many of those other shows that has the after the show bit mixed with a little bit of Baywatch Nights, so it's a little sexier. It's a little bit after hours.
Also, while tying it into the previous episode of GUI, so look forward to that too, because this comes out the week after the flagship hour-long episode.
So make sure to check out GUI Nights, and when you're done, you can
go the fuck home.
In a world of blockbuster movies, there's another dimension.
The dimension of schlock cinema. Join us at Beautiful Disasters on a journey into the fringe territory of B-movie abandon.
We review the flicks that are forgotten or underappreciated to give them a proper place in the annals of celluloid history.
I'm the Groots.
F.U. Hunter.
Your guides at Beautiful Disasters. Come along with us for a fun ride.
May the schlock be with you.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIpodcast.com.